You know, I bring this here, and in the middle of this text here, the scripture I read tonight from the book of 2 John, right in the verses here in verse 8, he says in verse 7, there's many deceivers that's gone into the world. And then in verse 8 he says, but look to yourselves. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. I'm going to preach tonight on the danger of losing some things, the danger of losing some things. There's some things you can lose tonight as a child of God. And I'm preaching the children of God tonight, people say. There's a danger in that. I believe this from my heart as I was reading this here. I believe John said, you've got the truth in you, you've received the truth, and God's wrought that within you. You've labored in doctrine. You know what God says. You know the way to God. You know that Christ is the way. And a man that don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, he has not God. No matter what his title is. And then he said there, he said, if any come to you and receive, bring not the doctrine of Christ, receive him not in your house. Don't bid him Godspeed. I believe what he's saying here is there's a danger in not holding on to the sound doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe what he's saying here is that them things that you've been taught from the Word of God, he said, don't lose them things. Hey, friend, I want to say tonight, if God taught that to you and put it in your heart, it's still there. Amen. I mean, listen, God teaches us the Word of God tonight. He's given us sound doctrine. And we're not to lose them things. For a man to say, I used to believe this, but I don't now. He's lost something somewhere that his faith and his belief in the Scripture remains not the same. And tonight it's important that we hold on unto the doctrines of the Bible, unto the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not be caught up in every wind of doctrine that passed by and cause a man to stray off course and end up yoking up with ungodliness and my friend, yoking up with the unbelievers, yoking up with false religion, yoking up with ecumenicalism, and that is in our hour today. We say everybody believes in the same God. Well, that's not true because Christ, my friend, the only way to God, and there's not many that believe in Jesus Christ the way the Bible teaches. And when we look at this tonight, there's some things God wrought in a man's heart that we need to make sure we don't lose tonight as a people of God. Amen. Listen, there's a lot today that say this. They'll say, well, everybody believes in God. Well, that's not necessarily so, because there's many that deny the Lord. Amen. When you say God, you're talking about the Godhead to me. Amen. I mean the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's the Godhead. That's God. You can't separate them even though He's one. There's one Lord and one faith and one baptism. And there's one God and Father of all who is in you all and works through you all. But you can't separate them, even though there's different, they've got different offices. They have different works of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But they're all God. They're no lesser God, my friend. The Spirit's as much God as the Son, and the Son is as much God as the Father. They're all, thank God, three in one. That's the Godhead. They're equal. Tonight. And when a man says, I believe in God, then he said, I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. You can't believe in the Father and not believe in the Son. You can't believe in the Son and not believe in God the Holy Spirit. These all are three. Amen. And without that belief, my friend, you can't be saved. Amen. There's an error today in our religious society. They don't know who God is. They don't know who God is in the Son of God. They, my friend, has made Jesus as a learned earthly Savior. Even though He did come to this world, took on flesh, He was God in flesh. He was God manifest in flesh. And you just can't have an earthly Savior. You got to have a heavenly Savior. And as much as He was God, He was man. He suffered as man on the cross. Amen. And he, my friend, suffered in pain. He went through the agony of Calvary. He suffered for sin once that we might be saved. But you've got to realize this. It wasn't man's blood that was shed. It was God's blood that was shed. It was pure blood. It was perfect blood. And the same man that died on the cross, which was Christ, was placed in a tomb. Thank God, weren't he in power, raised himself up from the grave. He raised himself up from the tomb. He's the same one. And thank God, he's the same one that ascended back into heaven. Ever living to make intercession for our behalf. And so that's the Christ of glory. And a man must believe in the doctrine of Christ. The virgin birth. You got to believe that. If you don't believe he is virgin born, my friend, you don't believe the miraculous works of God, my friend, because he came in this world born of a virgin. Amen. Amen. So the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ is that he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to heaven. There's no other way to the Father but by him. Everything is in Christ. Amen. That's right. This Bible, he's the preeminent one. In him all things consist. He's the head of the church. He's the creator of the world. Thank God, he's the savior of souls. He, thank God, alone tonight, my friend, keeps us, thank God, by his power. And so everything is around him, about him, and in him. The Holy Ghost come to testify him. He didn't come to glorify somebody else. He come to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the beginning and the end. He's everything in between. He's Savior. He's Lord. He's Master. He's the Messiah. He's the one coming again. Thank God to take his people back home. He's coming again with his people after the tribulation and defeat the enemies. Save Israel. And he's the Lord. He's the Lord of glory. He's the only one. And when a man denies him, they're denying the true and living God. But you're said thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. There's no other one but him. The Holy Ghost can only reveal that. Who is Jesus to you tonight? They went to their selves and who the men say that I am. He said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say that's you're Jeremiah. Some say you're another prophet. But he said, to whom say you that I am? He said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hey, thank God. They said, what make ye of Christ? What make ye of him tonight? Who is he to you? Amen. Thank God, he is the living Lord. He's the Son of God. He's the one we worship tonight. He's the one we know tonight. He's the one that manifests himself tonight. And I'm telling you tonight, thank God, it's him and him alone. Amen. He said about not the doctrine of Christ, I'm not God. And he said this, don't get away from that. Don't get away from Christ and Christ alone. You know what the Bible said in Corinthians? He said, I marvel at you over there in Galatians. He said, I marvel that you so soon removed from him, and turned to another gospel. He said, over there in the book of Corinthians, he said to my friend, don't let the devil get you away from what? The simplicity that is in Christ, which that word simplicity simply means the singleness that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one. He is the only way. He is the only Savior. There is no salvation, amen, apart from him, because he is salvation. Because he is, thank God, in our highway. In fact, the Acts writer, thank God, said, neither is there salvation in any other. But for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. John 10 and 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go around and find pasture. Little John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Thank God, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Before Abraham was, I am. Amen. Thank God, he is the great I am tonight. Thank God, I'll tell you what. Friend, he was in the beginning. He was, thank God, back there in Genesis 1. Thank God when it said, and God, thank God,
my friend spake. Amen. Created the world. He said, let us make man in our own image. He was in us. Thank God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. And now he came into a world. Thank God, was born. Thank God, by a virgin in a stable. And went to the already cross. Thank God, and died for sinners. That we could be saved. My friend. From the curse of the law. And from the curse of sin. Thank God, he done that. And through and by him, we have life tonight. And all that come to him, he'll know why it's cast down. How it's great enough. Thank God. That's what it all in us tonight. Don't you get away from that. God help this religious world today. He's got away from truth. They've got away from Christ. Amen. They talk about him, but they don't know him. We know him. We know who he is. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Thank God it's knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people get to talking about how good people are and how good and religious they are, I'm telling you, they're going against the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The cause only he. Ain't God could save sinners. I'm telling you what we believe tonight, what this Bible teaches, there's very few people in this world that know and believe what we do tonight. And it's only been revealed by the Holy Ghost. It's revealed, thank God, to sinners. Christ came to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. The Apostle Paul said, we better not get away from this doctrine. When we add to him or take away from him, where am I, friend? Bring it from frustration unto the gospel. Amen. That's right. The Bible said, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for righteousness came by law and Christ died in vain. Amen. That word frustrate there means I violate it. I violate it. I violate it. I violate it. There's nobody in this. Nobody. I mean nobody can save a sinner but Christ. Amen. There's nobody that can. It's not Christ plus water baptism. Water baptism is only identifying yourself with the Son of God and his local assembly. But water baptism has nothing to do with the man getting saved. Lord's Supper don't save a man. You can take it. We need to take it. Probably will sometime. It's done in remembrance of him. It has nothing to do with eternal salvation. Just like that good brother one time wanted me to give Lord's Supper to somebody on an individual basis because they was going to have surgery. I won't do it. I wouldn't do it for nobody. I mean nobody. The Lord's Supper has nothing to do with healing, has nothing to do with salvation and all it. Thank God. My friend brings remembrance of what Christ did. That's why he said this to remember of me. Amen. It don't save you. Thank God it's only an ordinance of the church that we, my friend, partake of to remember what Christ did. That's what baptism is. It's a testimony. Thank God of what Christ has done in your heart. But none of them things save. Save a man. Church membership won't save you. You can come up here and join this church. It won't save you. Amen. That's right. Good works won't save you. Being a member of the Baptist church, being a member of the religious organization, being a good person, no way. It'll never save you. You can't save yourself. There's no way a man can be saved. I remember after I got saved by the grace of God, I was in a religious organization. I mean, it was religious. And I went to that man. There's a man that worked with me at that time. He died. His name was Elmer Clyde. And I went to the preacher there, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm sorely concerned about Elmer. This man's a lost man. He's a lost minister. He didn't know God. He was in false religion. I went to him. I said, I'm sort of concerned about Elmer. He said, well, I feel pretty good about Elmer. He said, I went and gave him a communion before he died. What's that got to do with his soul? That has nothing to do with his soul. His soul needs to be saved by the power of God. He's got to be born again. Another man was a softball coach in the same place. He got hit on, had a head-on collision out here on 152, 48 years old, knocked him out into eternity. And it bothered me, and I called that minister, and I said, I'm sure I'm concerned about his soul. I've just been saved about 3 months. And I said, I'm concerned about his soul. And he said, well, I feel pretty good about it. He's been coming around mowing the church and doing different things around the church. What's that got to do with his soul? I'm telling you, this friend, works do show. Thank God on a man's life if he is saved. But works never will save a man, never can save a man. The law can't save a man. The law wouldn't give to save. Thank God the law was pointing us to Christ. Us showing that we're a guilty law-breaking sinner and that we need the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nobody, friend, can get saved by doing good. God's heaven by any merits of your own. Thank God it'll be a completely on the Son of God and His salvation. Amen.
That's right. If you believe any other way, you're damned. Oh, yeah, that's right. It gets real narrow when you preach this. Because I'm going to tell you what, I can name every religion and every denomination and tell you basically what they believe and the lies that they've been told. And if you went through them denominations tonight and asked them, what do you believe? If this is a question, if you stood before the God of heaven right now and He said, why should I let you enter into the kingdom of heaven? Why should you enter in? What would you say? Well, they'd say, I haven't been that bad. I've been a good person. I joined the church. I mean, I do good deeds. Hey, that's what most people would say. Then damn their soul to hell because that's not right. There's nobody, friend, ever going, I don't care how good they are. I don't care how good they think they are. In the sight of God, they're sinful. In the sight of God, they're rich. In the sight of God, they're without God, without hope. And there's no man going to go to God's heaven but because of anything he did. Titus 3 and 5 tells you that, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing and regeneration, doing of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's not a work man, a man can do to please God. He can't please God. You can't please God. It's not had to be by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a bunch of people going to hell, I'm telling you that. When it gets real narrow, I mean, I could really burn her down tight that some people even in here would not heed to it because of our family members and because, quote, they got saved, but they're just backslid on God, or they one time were saved. I don't believe that. I believe a man gets saved, he's saved forever. Amen. I don't believe he gets saved 1 minute, lost the next minute. Amen. I tell you what, that's false doctrine too. That's depending on the flesh. That's depending on man. Well, if I depended on myself to get to heaven after I got saved, I'd go to hell. And you would too. It's all by the grace of God. It's all by the mercy of God. There's not an individual that ever deserves anything. I've had people tell me, I've talked about people come to this church. Boy, I probably have a lot of stars in my crown. All the work I've done. I thought, dear God, where have you been hearing the preaching? If we get anything, it'll be because of God's good grace. I don't care what you do. I don't care, friend, if you do something every day you live, if you're doing it for the motive of the being seen of men and the same quote, I'm going to get a little old star in my crown. I'm telling you what, you probably won't have nothing. Amen. That's why your works will be tried by fire. I don't deserve nothing. I deserve to go to hell. Amen. I ought to be in hell. But I'm glad, thank God, He had mercy on me. Amen. Somebody said, them old people, there ain't nothing to crash. I said, I was in the same group. And still am, just in the good hand of God. Rescued by the Master. Thank God, I'm telling you that. Amen. An old Gentile dog didn't even deserve a crumb fell from the Master's table. But thanks be unto God, He gave me more than the crumbs. He gave me the Savior. When the Jew rejected Him, thank God He turned to the Gentile. And brother, I've been able to eat. Like, I got a great salvation. I got a so great salvation. And it's all in Him out there. It's real, thank God, I tell you. It's in the doctrines of the Lord Jesus. It's in the person of Christ. Amen. That's right. Thank God this one fellow's coming here one time. He wasn't in here. He's down the road somewhere. He's having a big old evangelistic crusade. And this is what he said. He said, now we're not going to major on doctrine. We just going to preach Jesus. I said, I thought, dear God, how can you preach Jesus without preaching doctrine? Amen. You can't preach Jesus without preaching doctrine. I mean, he's got the doctrine of Christ. I'm telling you, we got a bunch of gentlemen compromisers that don't want to tell the truth. Well, shut up! Or shut up if you don't want to tell the way it is! That's just the way it is! It's Christ or hell! Amen! That's right. It aggravates me. I'm tired of sissy men, sissy preachers, and sissy messages. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That God ain't no God of greatness. He's a God of absolutes. Elijah said, praise God. He said, if you go follow Baal, follow him. Just follow God, follow him. He said, you can't halt between two opinions.
He said, if God follow him, Baal's God follow him. They found out who God was when he prayed, and the fire fell, thank God, and consumed the sacrifice on the altar. And the rest of that crowd, he went and slew the prophets of Baal. Amen. False prophets is what they were.
Right.
Oh, he's such a nice man. I mean, dear God, friend, I tell you what, everybody ought to be having some niceness in them.
Yeah.
Right. What's that got to do with being saved? I mean, if you're saved, you ought to have some kindness. You ought to have, thank God, some good spirit about you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such as there's no law, that's through the Spirit. But that's because a man is a nice man, don't think he went to heaven. I've heard him say, oh, he's a nice man, where did you show off your back? Thank God. What's that got to do with getting to heaven? Well, he served in the church. Thank God. What's that got to do with getting to heaven? God put servants in the church to glorify his son Jesus. Everybody that's saved is going to be predetermined to be made like of him. And everybody gets saved is going to be made like him because he's already predetermined that. Amen. He's going to bring it to pass. God called me to preach. He called me to preach. I like what old Spurgeon said. He said, old fella said, don't be a big preacher. Preach a big savior. Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. He said, I turn not know anything when you say Jesus Christ is crucified. Do you know him tonight? Is he real to your heart? He said, here, we ought not lose these things. Amen. Amen. Brother, I tell you, I like old time preaching. That's wrought in my heart. I don't want nothing else. That Brother Gene preached it away tonight. Help my heart. Fed my soul. I need it. Praise God. I like it. It don't matter what a man preaches. All these preachers in the Holy Ghost and from this book.
Amen.
This church, and I pray for it and desire it and faith. Church is headed that way. That a man of God, you get up and preach from anywhere in this scripture, writing it about the word of truth, and we receive it. Whether it's whosoever will, or whether it's the name was written in the book of life for the foundation of the world, whether it's reproof on sin, whether he calls our sin, whatever he preaches, if it's in the book, we like it. If he speaks the truth in love, in the power of the Spirit, I'll tell you what, it'll help you. Amen. That's right. And if we lose that, there's a danger that I am losing them things that God's robbing you and saying, well, I really don't believe that way no more.
There's a danger.
I'm going to tell you what, there's better men than me and you probably. Now, if you saw the way they started and the way they ended, they probably started as good as we did or better. And now the ending of it is they've got ecumenical. What I mean by that is they just got one world churchy. And they just accept anything, it don't matter what it is. A man can get up and preach out of the NIV Bible and they'd say, he's a good man, it really don't matter. Where are you going to stand at? You know what God told me this morning? I believe the Holy Ghost told me this. I really believe this with my heart. I was sitting right there in that chair, and the Holy Ghost said, because I looked out there and I saw some people was gone. I knew someone was going to be gone. And God said to me, he said, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I will do it here, with or without. And I'm God, and there's none else. And I will do what I please in this place. And that's what I've got you here for. And Mr. Hyde, you can get it on and enjoy it. Or you can miss it. Because I'm establishing a whole host church in this location. And whoever wants here, it can be. And if they don't, I'm still doing it.
Amen.
And I thought about
it's whether you believe him or not. And whether you believe what this book says. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you what, there's only one place in the will of God. We believe that as far as the local assembly. There's always a place at your table. Brother Todd, you've got a comfortable place at your table. You come to my house, you can enjoy the food, but it just stays like it is at your house. That's not saying you can't go somewhere else and enjoy the food, but I'm telling you, it's just not like as it is this house. And I'd say the same thing to somebody else who went to another good Bible preaching church. They might come here and say, I like that. And that's good preaching. And I appreciate the good service. Didn't have some in revival meetings. But I'm telling you what. That's up, girl. Amen. They joined in. They ate with us. But there's something about the family meal. And I'm telling you what. Thank God you got a chair. But I'm telling you, if food's going to be on a table, it'll be up to you when you sit at it. Pick up your fork and eat. That's right. It's up to you. It's going to be here. I'll feed you there, Elijah, but you've got to get there before you get it. I'm going to drop meat on you. Thank God the raven is going to bring by. You don't have to work for it. I'm going to drop it, but it's going to be there. Amen. It's going to be right by the brook Cherith. And then I got a little widow woman over there, thank God. She's getting up sticks and ready to die. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to take that handful of meal in a barrel, and when you get the barrel, thank God, I'm going to feed y'all there. And I'm going to tell you what, you'll have enough to eat till it rains. We're going to have enough. He's got it. It's whether you won't get it. Amen. Some don't want it. That's up to them. You know how you going to keep me from getting it? Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. I'm telling you this. We better stick with what we know. Stick by the strife. Stay with the true doctrine. There's some things you can lose if you get away from it and miss the God of heaven in your heart. That good rubbing of God in a man's soul. What would you give for it? So it's a danger of missing. Losing some things that's been wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Well, I tell you what, that's all impressive. I have about 4 or 5 more points. It ain't what God wants. He just wants me to exhort you in the faith that you stay with the stuff. That you stay with them things that you've been taught from the Scripture. Thank God we come to worship Him. You know what, when you read your Bible, would you look at them Scriptures and let's see what magnifies Him? It says, H-I-M, Him. Did you know the Lord told that one, He seeketh such to worship Him. They bow down and worship Him. In Him, all things consist. That's Christ. What about that crowd come to him and heard all them things and they got there and then they wonder what they're going to say. Sir, that we would see Jesus. We won't see Jesus. That's what we come for. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Sycamore. What did he get up there for? He didn't get up there just to be seen. He got up there that he wanted to see Jesus. He's little stature. He is a little man. He couldn't see him because of all this crowd of people. He was so wanting to see the Lord, he climbed the sycamore tree. See the Lord. Amen. What would you do to see him? My brother never preached a message with that one. Some things will make a man climb a tree. That's one of them. Wanting to see the Lord. Amen. Then Jesus come by where he was at. He come up there, right there to the tree. And called him by name, Zacchaeus. You reckon he wondered where he found out his name? He knew his name. He said, Zacchaeus, come down! You know, I don't find Zacchaeus saying, do I have to?
What did the book say? What did the book say? What did he do? What did he do? He made what? Haste. He got in quite a bit of hurry to get down that tree. He came down. Hey, does it ever marvel you to think, God, he come to your tree? That's right. He come where you was at and called you by name. Amen. Brother, he came, made haste and came down. And the Bible said, and received him joyfully. He said, I must abide thy house today. He has become a permanent resident with Zacchaeus as far as his presence. Let me give you this and I'm through. Zacchaeus came down and went to his house. The power of God was there. He said, I'll restore men fourfold of everything I took by false accusation. Boy, he was repenting, wasn't he? The Lord called him the son of Abraham. In verse 10, he said this, for the son of man, come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. He always saves lost people. Think on that. When did you get lost? That's when you get found. Ain't that right? A lost person is somebody out of place.
Right.
I've been that way before, out driving around trying to find something. My wife says, are you lost? I believe I am. But I would never find direction until I got lost.
Right.
Amen. Hey, listen. A lost man's out of place. He can't find his way. God has to show him he's lost. When a man gets lost, he can get saved. And may I say, that's the only ones he can save, or will save, is a man when they get lost. There's multitudes of people unsaved that never have been lost. But once they ever get lost, then Jesus comes to save them. He comes to seek and save them, which was lost. It marvels me at God's great power getting me lost and then saving me. That's right. That's all Christ. That's all Him. He's the good shepherd. He goes after the sheep that's lost until He finds it. If you ever been saved, you know what I'm talking about. Let's don't lose them things in our heart tonight. Let's always keep that in our heart. We don't want to be compromisers. We don't want to be liberals. I'm talking about going liberal in doctrine. I'm just going with anything. May the Holy Ghost seal it in your heart and my heart tonight to stay with the stuff. Don't lose them things once we're lost. Apparently, right there, he's talking about deceivers, talking about it not the doctrine of Christ. About it not the doctrine of Christ. He hath not God. He said, don't bid him Godspeed, nor be a partaker of his evil deed. If you do, the judgment of God comes on you. Amen. That's right. Are you saved tonight? Born again? God live in your heart? Well, the Spirit can tell you that if it's true, then He tells you that you're saved. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God. May the Holy Spirit help us. Let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray that. Let's play that 137, Mayor. Brother Danny, pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we do pray. We thank you for reminding our hearts of the importance of truth, doctrine. Father, we thank you, God, that you bless us in this place and hedged us, God, against error, against liberalism now through years. We thank you, Father, for every man of God you brought through this place.
Yes.
God, truth to us. We thank you, God, that our hearts have been open to it. We thank you, God, that that you put a man of God here to pastor this place, God, that stood down through the years for the truth.
God, help us,
God. Yeah. Father, we pray for him tonight that you'd ever help him, God, that every time he'd open the Word of God and sit down to study, God, you'd bless him, God, you'd feed his soul, that
yeah.
God feed us. We pray, God, that you give him the boldness to continue.
God, do that. God, give us all that.
The truth, Father, and to stand, God, against the wiles of the devil. Father, against those that want to creep in, God, bring error into your house, Father. We pray, God, we forever be on guard of that. God, we stand against it. God, contend for the faith. Father, we thank you, God, tonight for the great blessing of being saved.
Yeah.
For being able to enjoy your presence, God.
Praise God.
For being able to just enjoy your fellowship and prayer, God. And God, have the blessings of God upon our lives, God. God, we pray, God, we take the responsibility serious, God. And,
yeah.
Lord, we are your ambassadors in this world. We are to be a testimony
God, thank
of the Lord Jesus Christ, of his love and of his grace.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Father, help us with that. Father, that you help us, God, to take serious, God, that we are your children. And the world's looking at us, God, that we should, God, try to live in a manner and a way, God, that honors me. Father, we thank you one more time, God, for this time you give us in the house of God. Thank you for visiting your people in the service. We pray certainly for those that don't know you that's in our midst, Father. We pray, God,
God grant it, Lord. Help them.
Might penetrate their heart, God. Break down that wall of pride.
Yes.
God, that they might repent of their sins.
Yes, God, grant that.
God, you come to an altar of repentance and faith and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you one more time. Allow us to say we love you for what you do.
God, do it.
Pray, God, your head just protect us as we go our way. Help us to serve you with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. For all these things we ask and pray, Father, we pray in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen to this here. The woman saith unto him, I know, this woman at the well, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is coming, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I speak unto thee, am he. That's right. And then she went to the town, and she said, come see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Well, I tell you, thank God, He will save sinners. He'll give you a love for Him. Let's sing the first verse of that, 'Tis So Sweet, before we go home tonight. 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust Him at His Word, just to upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for praise to trust Him more.
I appreciate you being here tonight in the house of God. Thank God for you. Appreciate the kind gift today. Remember, the service is now Wednesday night. Me and prayer to be back. Brother Roberts, you dismiss us in prayer tonight, if you will. Brother Roberts. Thank you, Lord. Right.
My friend, I ask you tonight, my Father, to dismiss each and every one of us.
Holy Ghost, set on us in power. Stir us to Christ and love for Him. May God, your holy will be done.
God,
that's right.
Help us, we humbly pray. Forgive us of every sin. Yes. Fire needs. Yes. Lord, it's been your blessed will. We thank you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.